Okay, everybody, let's take a few moments to integrate what we've heard this morning and also quiet the mind, the body, and open ourselves to the messages that are coming from Adirondack and Cryon. So if you would just close your eyes softly, take a breath, and just feel how that helps you soften your face and neck and shoulders. Take another breath. Breathe into your heart and your belly and just feeling your body relax wherever it is. Another breath. And as you relax, notice that the openness begins to come to you, that you become more and more receptive. It's if your cells were listening, and they are. And as they listen, they bring in the love. They bring in the honoring. They vibrate with new awareness, new awakening. Each time that you pause and you let them, take another breath. Softening all the parts of you that become ready to receive the loving messages from Adirondack and Cryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? So very wonderful to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence, your connectedness here in this world. And here in New York City, huh? Very powerful beings of light that you are. Yes, these are new times as you have been listening to Lee Carroll, huh? And as these new times that are coming in, this vibrational frequency is coming in stronger and stronger. You know in the past that thoughts become things and what you're thinking about changes your life and change your thoughts change your life. That is not the paradigm now. Feelings become things. What you're feeling about is what is coming in. And as that is coming in, that vibrational frequency is being made manifest right now. We asked our vessel, Marilyn, to draw a card from her app by Cryon, Affirmations for the Soul. And because it just gives the guidance to what is happening in the world right now. So take a deep breath, dearest. Take a deep breath. And listen with your heart, for this is the feeling of the world. I am a magnet that attracts wonderful, loving, balanced people into my life. I am blessed to have so many friends and people that care about me. For you see, that is what is happening. You are indeed a magnet to all of that energy that is indeed coming in. And as you are that magnet, that vibrational frequency is radiating towards you. And as you've seen in the field, it is radiating from you. And as it is radiating from you, you are the creation. You are the creation in the field that you are connecting with. You are the creation of your world. We will give you just a couple of examples of how fast that is working right now. Yesterday, our vessel Marilyn, we love telling stories about our vessel Marilyn because she never knows what indeed we are going to say. I saw Marilyn was cleaning out a shelf, and she found an old picture that she has had for, you know, 20 year, 21 year, long time, that a friend of hers had given her, named Shirley. And this friend of hers, it was the very first painting that she ever did. This friend at 60 year old decided, I want to take an art class. She painted a picture and gifted it to the Vessel Marilyn. And the Vessel Marilyn found that picture once again that had been in a box of pictures and things. Thought, I would love to see Shirley again. I haven't seen her for 10, 12, 15 years. I would love to see Shirley again. Last night, Vessel Marilyn was determined to go to an art walk in a little community called Hollister, which is next door to Branson, Missouri. And who was walking down the street but her friend Shirley? You see, that is how it works. You feel something. You have an emotional connection to it. You think of it, have an emotional connection, and then it is done. The same happened to the joy. The joy is getting ready to purchase a house that is across the street, but it is not ready in a timely fashion. And you think, oh, well, there's something else that is going on. Something else is going to happen. I just feel the perfect environment will come through. So what happens? But the neighbor says, you know, I need somebody to sublet my place for a while. Would you be interested, or do you know someone that's interested? So the joy may be moving in next door as her house across the street is getting finished. You see, it is that feeling. It is that feeling in your heart that becomes manifest in your brain and becomes things and becomes your environment. We do not have to say all of the chaos, all of the world, all of the energy, all of the COVID, all of the corona, and not the beer, but the COVID, all that is going on in the world, all of the police and the unrest and the blah, blah, blah. You see, that blah, blah is actually what is raising to the surface anything that needs to be rearranged, anything that needs to be brought to the attention of humanity so it can be placed into that realm of balance and integrity. Our dear friend Lee talked about the Chilean priests and all of that energy that is raising to the surface right now. The Me First movement, all of that is getting bigger. So take a deep breath, dearest. It may seem to get a little worse before it gets better. But trust us that it is getting better, because love always is the frequency. The light plurkers on this planet are gathering every day at 11:11 a.m. for the activation of humanity. The light plurkers across the planet are gathering every day in their time 11:11 and in the Vessel Maryland's time 11:11, because we asked her to make that commitment. And many times she's not even sure that it is us asking or the universe or just some thought drifting through her mind. You know, when those thoughts drift through your mind, if they are regarding love, if they are regarding peace, if they are regarding acceleration of the connection of people on this planet, that is very likely from your own guides, your own angelic realm, from your own heart, from your own innate that is indeed within you. And take a deep breath. We feel that each of you are like holding your breath, waiting to see what in the world we're going to do or say next. We could turn around and do a little dance, but then we'd have to change the camera angle. And that would freak everyone out, huh? You see, in that capacity, humanity is sort of rotating in that spin of acceleration. Humanity is holding their breath, and that is why we say you must breathe. You are the light workers. We like the term light plurker, play plus work equals plurk. You are the light plurkers of this planet. You are the breathers into love and humanity. You are the frequency that comes from your own innate, your heart. That is why when we say to you, don't hold your breath, because when you do, the whole world holds their breath. When we say to you, breathe, what would you like? We ask the vessel Marilyn and the joy, what would they like to see in the next evolution of their lives and that relationship with humanity? And boom, changes are made. Sometimes those changes may come a bit rocky, but know that that is where you come through with that slipstream of energy to see, ooh, how can I surf this board? How can I stay on this wave? How can I paddle through this kayak? How can I flow into that humanity? The flow, as it is coming in, is acknowledged in the divine frequency of humanity right now. That is why there seems to be so many changes that are going on. What is it that dear Sekhmet says? From change, from chaos, comes divine order. So know that in that swirling pot that you're in right now, we breathe into gratitude for the volunteers that have brought the places of unintegrity to the surface so they can be dealt with. What else is not in integrity? Humanity, God, you are flowing into the integrity of this planet and the frequency of love. That is the new dimensional realm. That is the realm that you are sailing into. And for that, we are grateful. We will be here all weekend to help you sail through in this wondrous time for the first time in New York. We love you deeply. We see your hearts, your feeling, your excitement, your hesitancy. We see you jumping in. All frequencies, all energies, all no holds barred. We see you riding that wave of humanity with love and light and with as much ease and grace as is possible. And for that, we are grateful. Yes, yes, dearest, we see your heart. We see your thoughts and your mind as well. And we bring you back to your heart. We love you deeply. We bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This particular meeting targeted for New York City. And there will be four channels in the series. And this is number one of four. And in these times together, in these few moments, we're going to talk about something that would seem that we've talked about it before, but not exactly as we have before. We're going to talk about barriers and filters, but not yet. I want to talk about current events. Now, since these particular channelings are listened to and will be known for many, many years, you might say it is out of date for me to talk about current events. These current events are not out of date, dear ones. They are revolutionary. And there are those who would see the unrest in your country, in your city, all across from the west to the east and beyond, even the world. You'd see it as what has happened before. You might say, well, here it is again. Same old, same old. Same issue, same problem. And there are those who would say, well, it'll calm down and it'll get back to the way it was. Oh, no, it won't, dear ones. Oh, no, it won't. And that's what I want to show and tell. Just in a moment here, we'll start the subject, which is very similar to this subject. What are the demonstrations really about? I'm going to give you something to think about right now. Millions of people have seen inappropriate, unfortunate death of one man. And they say, well, here it is again. It never has gone away. When are we going to learn something about this? And here come the demonstrations, but there are those who say, well, you know, it looks like they've overreacted. There's too many demonstrations. It's all over the world. What's going on that's different today? And I'll tell you, they're not demonstrating about one man. It's a frustration of humanity that you haven't grown up yet. It's a frustration. They're saying, really? We haven't matured past this. It is a disappointment with those feeling intuitively that this planet is starting to raise above those kinds of things with all the other things that you've been able to see and do and work with that are starting to improve. And here this is. It truly is a demonstration against the stupidity of those who are not maturing with the rest of you. Frustration. We should be better than that as a human race. But there is a seed that is here that never was before. And the seed is this. We are better than this. Humanity, our country, we are better than this. The frustration is, why is it still here? What can we do? That will then follow on with an evolvement that some of you are starting to see and feel in so many areas of injustice, especially to those of women. And you're saying, we can do this. We've already started to see this. That is what's going on. It's not about a man in one town. It's not about what happened specifically. It's the whole picture of the frustration. We know better. We know better. And so how is this going to play out, this channel, in the future, in 10 years, in 15 years? I'll tell you, because some will smile and say, look what it did. Look at the things that happened afterwards that never happened before. It didn't go back to the old normal. Things started changing. And they will. This planet is starting to grow up. You're in the middle of the pandemic, which means all of you are looking at each other. Worldwide, all of you. This was not something that happened in one place. It happened on the earth. Last time everyone looked at each other like this, it was a war. Do you realize that? You have this attribute of being able to settle things and look at each other and work together without a war. That in itself ought to tell you there is a new normal here. These channels are going to be about that new normal, clashing with the old barriers. We're going to discuss four of them, or the attributes of four of them, or the scenario of a number of them together. And we're going to start with the one that's most prevalent, and everyone knows about it, and we've talked about it a lot. And we're talking about barriers and filters. I'm going to give a premise that perhaps you haven't heard before. This human being that is you, the soul that is you, arrives on this planet even as a baby, fully activated. That means that as you grow up, unless you're trained out of it, you will have amazing characteristics of abilities. You'll even have that place where you look for God intuitively. It's built in. Here it is, an actual reverse of what you've been told. Every single human being feels they're born at a very low level, and if they're going to make it, they're going to have to go up stair steps. They'll have to learn this and learn that, become this, become that. If you're spiritually minded, you've been taught that you have to go up the stair steps to be even acknowledged or looked at by God. What if I told you something you didn't expect? Are you ready for this? You didn't expect. You come in fully activated. It's there already. It's only a matter of uncovering what you have, going through the veil that hides it in order to activate everything. The human being is designed to live for almost two centuries, maybe even three. You rejuvenate. Every tissue rejuvenates to some degree. If you had a system where your telomeres did not shorten on a regular basis, you wouldn't age. If you don't age, how long could you be here? Or let's say aging slowed down to a fraction of what it is, 200 years, 300 years? And the answer is yes. Ask somebody in science and medicine, if the telomeres did not shorten, how long would you live? The shortening of the telomeres, dear ones, is something you create. You create it from the energy you developed. Did you know that? It's related to consciousness. Don't be surprised if in the future you start living longer. And science will say, oh, we don't know what's different here. It doesn't seem to be the diet or anything else. But suddenly, we have humans, especially certain ones, who are living way beyond anything we thought. Look at the way they look. They're not aging. Something is there. And you'll start looking, and they'll find it. Wow. They're rejuvenating. This is going to happen, and you're going to see it, and it'll make the news. And it's going to happen because consciousness is starting to raise. But it's not going to raise as long as you have the chief barrier of fear. And you might say, well, fear of what? And the answer is everything. From the time you were born, what you get are rules about how to act and how to be and how to live your life so that bad things won't happen. Even the child who is encouraged to be all that they can be is still looking at the fears of the culture, of your bosses, of your governments, of your partners, whatever it is. You only go so far. That is also combined with the other ones. Lack of self-worth. Imagine a child brought up in your culture who's introduced to the spirituality that you might have and goes to the building, and for the first time, the child hears it all. You were born dirty. You're nothing until you do something to make it worthy. God does not even look at you. You're not worthy of it And the child goes home and sees that the parents believe it too. That's fear of God. You realize that, don't you? Trained into you. Trained into you. Lack of self-worth is common all through this planet. I'll tell you, what's going on with the rays of consciousness is that truth is going to start to prevail. The loving God that made you and gave you a soul that had the joy and the wisdom and the compassion and the nurturing and the knowledge of the universe in it, with your name on it, does not then punish you. Would you do that with your children? A truth that has been there all along. You're enabled, all of you. And once you start seeing that amazing truth, the self-worth starts to become more and more valuable, because it's a higher self-worth. Not full of yourself, dear ones, but filled with the magnificence of the glory of the Creator. And that glory of the Creator gives you all of the attributes of wisdom and behavior that this world is missing, that you don't see, but that you know is there. Imagine the frustration that the civilization here on this planet is having when they're starting to see it and they say, we are better than this. They know it. You feel it. You're better than this. And you don't have to believe in children's stories, and you don't have to necessarily go along with everything that was told to you in an older energy. Perhaps your parents were doing the best they could. You're in another energy now. Filters. I'm going to introduce something I have not before. Filters are different now. I'm going to make them the kind of filter that you would use in everyday life to filter out things you don't want. You have filters perhaps in your air systems that would pull in air, and they would have filters to trap the things that you'd rather not breathe. There are filters in cooking that would trap the things that you don't want in your food. You know what I'm saying. All manner of filters. One of the best filters in existence that none of you are actually understanding how to use is higher consciousness. If you understood the power of that, perhaps you would be able to go faster in all the things you're trying to do right now. How many of you are afraid? Don't raise your hand. It's a time when new kinds of fears are presenting themselves. I'm going to ask you all to consider installing a filter. This is one of several I'm going to talk about in these 2 days. This will be the fear against things that are untrue and that are negative and that are fearful. That you would be able to say to Spirit, dear Spirit, I want to recognize things that are not for me in my magnificence. And when they start to occur, I want none of them to pass through the filter into my life. Dear Spirit, filter out, or let me see it when the negative things start to be shown to me or said to me, including those from my family or my workplace or the media. Let me see it clearly, and I will proclaim that none of those things into my mind today. A filter against all negative things that are untrue or that have a bias or an agenda that would come into your life that would change that magnificence that you are. See it physically if you want to, the things hitting the filter and dropping away, so that you can stand tall and see things that are beautiful finally and not be barraged with the negativity perhaps of others, even in conversations, who would say to you the habits that they've always said, oh, that'll never happen. Oh, this won't be. Oh, look what's going to come next. Woe is me. The filter of victimization. You are not a victim of this planet. You're a creator. That filter is going to have all that negativity fall out, be filtered out so that you can have a good night's sleep. As a metaphor, what I'm saying. So you can relax. Take a breath. I am a creature of God. I'm not here to absorb and act out negative things. I am here instead for benevolence. For where I walk, there will be joy and understanding and wisdom and maturity. And in order for that to happen, I will not allow these things in because I'm going to recognize them for the first time. You're going to start seeing it. Things are going to start slapping you in a conscious way. Whoa, that's not right. Where'd you get that? That's not for me. You may actually say to somebody, I choose not to hear these things at the moment. I'm in a special place. Forgive me. I love you, but I don't want to talk about that right now. In so many ways of dismissing that, they'll learn. So perhaps you don't want to hear the latest gossip that's always negative, that's filled with anger, perhaps, or worse. That's the filter. Are you ready to install it? Because as soon as you get permission for it, everything starts to change. That's the new tool. Combined with your innate, who can recognize it in a second, in a New York minute. If it's right for you or not. Is it commensurate with your magnificence or not? That's a good filter. That barrier that keeps you from activating everything you are will start to drop away. That was number one. I'll be back. These are the things that we teach because it's time. The messages of Kryon are starting to become current. Because you are now in the shift that we predicted. And so it is.